Before we begin, a quick note that if anyone is looking for the end of Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, that part of the sugya was already changed and was put into Daf Ayin Hey, and this shir will start from the top of Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Mesechtos Bava Kamma, Daf Ayin Vav, the third word on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, and the Gemara begins and quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis, and we will explain the Mishnah based on the way Rashi explained the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. And the Mishnah stated, Ganav V'Hikvish, if Reuven stole this animal, and afterwards he was makdish the animal, that Akin Tavach, and only afterwards Hegdish, he shechted the animal, Umacha, or he sold it, Mishalm Teshlumi Kefal, then certainly has to pay Kefal to the original owner, as at the moment they stole the animal, it was still Mamad of Hadid, the Ein Mishalm Teshlumi Dalvehei, but it wouldn't be Chayiv to pay Teshlumi Dalvehei, because when he shechted or sold it, it was already Mamad Hegdish. And since Bidigay Hegdish, the Pasuk tells us, Yishalm Shnaim Lureyehu, and we learn out of Loishal Hegdish, and as Rashi explained on Daf Samach Chasam Beis, that since if someone steals the Behem of Hegdish, you put from Kefal, so Sula Machai, but Tvicha Machira, the tashlum abba v'chemisha machmana v'loy shloish v'abba v'chim matlis kefal minayu hav loy shloish v'abba. And once you remove the din of kefal from this payment, you only have shloish v'abba. And therefore, in a case where you shecht or you sell a behemoth that belongs to Hegdish, you're not chayiv da'al v'hei. And as we pointed out when we originally learned this Rashi, the l'chirit tzarech bia, because in our case, we're actually talking about a scenario where this ganav is paying kefal, as at the moment that he stole it, it wasn't mamet of Hegdish, and therefore he's chayiv kefal to the original owner, and l'chirit over here, it could still be a kiyum of Dal Vehei. And as the Gemara explained on Daf Samach Chasam Beis, that depending if we hold like Rabbi Yechron that Yish Bechdi is Loikano, or if we hold like Reish Lakish that Yish Bechdi is Kano, there are two different ways to understand our Mishnah, as certainly the case of our Mishnah can't be where the Ganav was Makdish's animal prior to the original owner being Miyayish, as if so, the Hegdish would not be Chal. And Lefi Rabbi Yechron, when the original owner was Miyayish, the Ganav would not yet Koino, and it's only once the Ganav was Makdish's animal, then the Ganav was Koino, based on Yish and Shina Rishus, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us that it's only been a gayer case where this animal is Hegdish that the Ganav will not be chayiv to pay Dal Vehei, because this animal now belongs to Hegdish, and the Pasuk says, Re'eyu V'loishel Hegdish. However, if the Ganav was not Makdish this animal, and even though it was Yish, Yish greater is Loikoni, and therefore Reuven doesn't own this animal, and that's why when he shechs this animal, or when he sells the animal to another person, then he's Ivan Tficha Mechira, and he wasn't selling his own animal, or shechting his own animal, and therefore we don't have the p'tor of Shaloyu Tabeach and Shaloyu Meichar. However, the Gemara is that L'chirah, according to Reish Lakish, who holds Yish Bechdi, is Kana. L'chirah, it seems from our Mishnah that there's a chilud between a case where the Ganav was Makdish his animal, where he's not going to be Chayiv Dal Vehei, and a case where the Ganav was not Makdish the animal, where he's going to be Chayiv Dal Vehei. But L'chirah, since the Bailin were Miyayish, so therefore the Ganav shouldn't be Chayiv to pay Dal Vehei, even if he wasn't Makdish the animal, as Shaloyu Tabeach and Shaloyu Meichar. And the Gemara answered that in Chnami, Reish Lakish holds that the case of our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where the owner was not Miyayish, and the Ganav was not the one that was Makdish the animal, and our Mishnah is really referring to a scenario that the original owner was Makdish this animal, and that is why when the Ganav now goes and shechs or sells this animal, or he's part of a Dal Vehei, because Shoreiro Machmana V'loi Shor Shor Hegdish. However, if the original owner was not Makdish this animal, then if Reuven goes and shechs the animal, then since it's prior to Yish, then the original owner still owns this animal, and therefore the Ganav has a chiv to pay Dal Vehei, because it's not Shaloyu Tavech, and it's not Shaloyu Meicher, as it still belongs to the original owner. And before we continue with the Gemara, let us also review the last part of the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis and Beis, as it will be relevant to our sugya. And before we continue with the Mishnah, let's point out that we know that if someone makes a neder and he says harei like carbon, and he's then mafresh an animal, and the animal is then lost or stolen, then since he originally said harei like carbon, therefore he's still responsible to bring a carbon. However, if Reuven said harei zu carbon, and then the animal was either lost or stolen, then he would not have a further obligation to bring another carbon. Based on these dinim, the Mishnah continues, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon teaches us, Kachem shechayev b'achriusa mishalem tashlum midal v'hei, she'in chayev b'achriusa m'pata. Reuven steals an animal from Shimon's house, and that animal was already Hegdish, and now Reuven goes and shechs that animal. Then, as we explain in Daf Ayin Alpha Mabez, Rav Shimon holds that although it's true that this animal doesn't have any value to Shimon, since Shimon doesn't own it, and it really belongs to Hegdish. However, Rav Shimon teaches us that in a case where Shimon still has a chrayus to bring this carbon, as he said harei like carbon, and therefore even though Reuven shechs this animal, Shimon will have to bring another carbon, and therefore it's going to be gerim l'mamon, as it'll cause a loss of money to Shimon. So Rav Shimon holds that davar gerim l'mamon is k'mamon dami, and therefore Reuven's chayiv to pay dal v'hei. However, if when Shimon was makdish's animal, he said harei zu carbon, and therefore he's not chayiv b'achriusan, so although Reuven stole this animal and shechted this animal, it doesn't cause any loss of money to Shimon, as Shimon is not chayav b'achriyus son, and therefore Reuven is not going to be chayav to pay dal v'hei. And the Gemara will explain this further. And our Gemara now begins. Amri the bnei yeshiva stated bishlem atficha lo mechayav. We understand why the ganav will not be chayav to pay dal v'hei based on the fact that he shech this animal the chikar tavach the hegdish katavach, as lemaisa at the point that he did the shchita it already belonged to hegdish v'loy demari katavach, and he didn't shech an animal that still belongs to the original owner. And as Rashi states over here, the habla achiyish kaminon, as we explained previously, that the case of our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where the original owner was already miyayish, and as we explained, the ilif neyish like kotcha, as certainly if the original owner was not yet miyayish, then the ganav could not be makdish this animal. And as the Gemara stated on daf samach esamabeis, because the pasuk says ish kiyakdish es basic kredish am rachmana ma basic shloy afkel shloy, and this animal doesn't belong to the ganav, and therefore certainly he could not be makdish the animal. As we explained on daf samach esamabeis, that according to Rabbi Echron, the yish bichdi is like kana, therefore the kima di yayish, but in this case, since the original owner was miyayish, kanya hegdish be yish vishin rishus, and now that the ganav was makdish the animal, since the original bailim already miyayish, and now that the ganav goes and is makdish the animal, therefore there's shin rishus, and the ganav's hegdish is therefore chal, and hilkach lav de mori kotavach, and now that the ganav goes and shechs the animal, he's not shechting the animal that belongs to the owner. And Rashi in our sugya is clearly learning differently than he learned on daf samach esam beis, and Rashi seems to be telling us that since the pasuk tells us utvachim mechari, and we previously learned that the only time that the ganav is chayiv v'tvicha mechira is only if he shechs an animal that belongs to the original owner. However, if the ganav already owns the animal through yish or through shin rishus or through shin Hashem, then he could no longer be chayiv v'tvicha mechira because shaloyu teveach and shaloyu mechar. And this din is not only relevant in the case where the ganav owns the animal, but even in the case where the ganav doesn't own the animal, but the animal no longer belongs to the original owner either. As for example, in our case where Reuven was makdish the animal, and therefore the ganav will be potter for tvicha mechira, because at the time of shchita or at the time that he sold this animal, the animal doesn't belong to the original owner and it belongs to hegdish. And the Gemara continues and asks a question that l'chayra had the Mishnah say that if Reuven stole this animal and then he was makdish it, and then he was either tavach macha, then he'd be potter from dal v'hei. Although we understand why at the point that he shechts it or he sells it after he was makdish it, that certainly would be potter from dal v'hei. And as we just explained, that at the point that he shechts it or he sells it after he already made it hegdish, and he wasn't shechting and he wasn't selling something that belonged to the original owner, and therefore there is no chiv to pay dal v'hei. However, the bnei yeshiva is ela hegdish l'chayiv l'chayir, the ganav should be chayiv based on the moment that he went and he made this item into hegdish. As the Gemara explains, mali machul lehedit, mali machul l'shmayim, that just like there's a din that if Reuven takes the animal that belongs to Shimon and he sells it to another person, then he's going to be chayiv for mechira and he's going to be chayiv dal v'hei. So l'chayir, the same din should apply when Reuven is makdish this animal, as if we look at it as if he sold it to hegdish, and therefore he should be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. And as Taisa points out, that the Gemara's question is dafka according to Rabbi Echron, as Rabbi Echron holds that b'yish greida that the ganav was not koina, and therefore at a moment prior to being makdish this animal, the animal still belonged to the nigdav and still belonged to the prior owner. Therefore, when Reuven goes and makes this animal into hegdish, then this should be considered as if Reuven went and sold the animal that belonged to the prior owner to hegdish, and therefore he should be chayiv for dal v'hei. However, as we explained in the Akdama, Lefir Yesh Lakish, he could not learn this Mishnah as Rabbi Echron does, that it's talking about the ganav being makdish this animal, as Lefir Yesh Lakish, once the original owner was already miyayish, then the ganav was already cleaning this animal, and therefore it wouldn't make a difference if he was makdish this animal, or if Reuven just goes and shechs this animal. In all cases, it's shaloyu tabeach and shaloyu meichar, and therefore Lefir Yesh Lakish, we had to explain that the case of our Mishnah was talking about a scenario where the original owner was makdish this animal, and therefore certainly the Gemara cannot be asking on Reish Lakish that hegdish l'chayiv, that the ganav should be chayiv to pay dal v'hei based on the moment that he was makdish his animal, as the Mishnah is not talking about a scenario where the ganav was makdish his animal, and the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where the original owner was makdish his animal, and certainly that would not be a problem of tvicha mechira because the ganav did not do any action. And the Meiri is bothered that how could Gemara ask mali machul hedit mali machul l'shmayim, if when someone sells something to hedit they actually made a transaction, while someone gives something to hedit, that's not a mechira and it's a matana. And the Meiri says, since we know that if the ganav would actually give the animal b'matana to someone else, then he would also be chayiv dal v'hei, as matana is k'mecha b'degei tashlumi abal v'chamisha, and therefore when the Gemara says, mali machlu hedlim, mali machlu shemayim, it's as if the Gemara is saying, mali nasum b'matana lehedit, mali nasum b'matana l'shemayim, and the Gemara continues and tries to answer, hamani Rav Shimni, that our Mishnah is going according to the Shita Rav Shimon, the amma kachim shechayi b'achuyusan b'shusi demari kaimei, that whenever you have kachim, that the person is still responsible for the achrayis, then it's considered that it's owned by the original owner. Therefore, we can't be mechayev the ganev for going and making this hekdesh, as it's not considered a full mechira. And even though we want to say mali machlu lehedit, mali machlu shemayim, and the Gemara is basically saying that there is a major nafkabida between a case where the ganev sells the shor oseh to a regular hedit, and when the ganev gives the shor oseh to hekdesh. As our Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where when the ganev went and made the hekdesh, he said a real lie carbon that I have a responsibility to bring a carbon, and therefore even though afterward the ganav went and specified that this shor or this seh should be hegdish, the maisa, if something would happen to the shor or seh, and for example it was nevad or it was stolen, then the ganav would still be responsible to bring another carbon, and therefore we don't consider this a full mechira, and the ganav would not be chayiv for tficha mechira in the case where he gives the shor or seh to kachim and he had a chrayis for the carbon. And as Rashi states, the nivah maska rav shimni uchagoyin sh'amah reyalai oylov v'hifrish g'nevazul in the dry, and therefore the kivin chayiv b'chuyusai, and we're going according to Rav Shimon that davar garim l'mamin who k'mamin dami v'lab mechiri, and therefore it's not considered a full-fledged mechira. Rashi continues and is bothered that l'chira, if our mishnah is going like Rav Shimon, since the ganav stated harayalai oil or harayalai carbon, the ganav still has a chrayis for this animal, therefore it's not as if he went and gave this to kachim, and l'chira, if so, then when the ganav goes and shechs his animal after he already made a hegdish, l'chira, the ganav should still be chayiv to pay dal v'hei, as l'chira is not considered a complete shin rishus. And Rashi says the afal gav rishus ganav kaimer dim avdu chayiv b'achuyusan, and even though since the ganav is still chayiv b'achrayis, therefore when looking at this from the ganav's perspective, we can't look at this as if there was an actual sale to hegdish. Therefore, we can't be mechayiv the ganav for mechira when he gave it over to hegdish. However, chol la mi shem hegdish, at the point that he made the hegdish, it still has the shem hegdish lafukim mishus marakama, and at this point, it certainly doesn't belong to the original owner, and certainly there was yish, and it was now shina rishus. Certainly v'lav de marakotavach, and when the ganav shechs this animal after he already made it hegdish, then certainly it's not considered the original owner's animal. And as we explained before, that the only time we can be mechayev the ganav for shechting or selling an animal is only with tefachim mechorei, is only when he shechts or he sells the animal that still belongs to the original owner. And the Gemara continues that we can't say that this case of the Mishnah is going like Rav Shimon, because hamid sefer Rav Shimon habe, since the last case of the Mishnah of Rav Shimon oimer kachim shechayev b'achuyusim mishalom tashlum mital v'hei and she'in chayev b'achuyusim is pata is Rav Shimon, therefore reisha lav Rav Shimon, it must be that the reisha is not going according to the shita of Rav Shimon, and therefore the Gemara continues and tries to bring a second teretz al hakar b'hiskinim b'kachim kalim, that our Mishnah specifically talk about a case of kachim kalim v'alibid Rav Yisya Glili, and our Mishnah is going according to the shita of Rav Yisya Glili that we had in Dafid Beis and Beis, the amar kachim kalim mamim b'ilimu, who says that kachim kalim is still considered a mamim b'ilim uvishuse kaimei, and therefore it's not considered a full fledged mechira, it's still considered owned by the ganav, and therefore we can't say that the ganav went and sold this animal, as it's not considered a full-fledged mechira. The only time that the ganav could be chayiv for dal v'hei is only when he sold the animal and it was a full-fledged mechira. And the Gemara continues and states that this is not a valid teretz either, as the Gemara is medayik abel kachi kachi mai mishal tashlu midal v'chamisha. The lechira, what you're telling me is that since our Mishnah is specifically going like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, then the only time that we said in our Mishnah the ganav will not be chayiv for dal v'hei is only in a case where he's makdish his animal as kachim kalim, as that's not considered a valid mechira. However, if the ganav would have made this animal into kachi kachim and would have, for example, made it into a chatas or an oila, then l'chira our Mishnah would hold that since that was a full-fledged hegdish, therefore it's considered a full-fledged mechira to hegdish, and if so, the ganav would be chai to pay dal v'hei. Therefore, the Gemara is at the tani reisha, then why in the reisha when the Mishnah brought the reciprocal case of a case of hegdish, and in that case the Mishnah wanted to show us that there are cases where you could makdish an animal and you'll still be chai dal v'hei, and the Mishnah gave a case of ganav v'tabach v'akein hegdish mishal dashlumi dal v'hei, that if Reuven stole an animal and then he shechted the animal and only after he shechted it was he makdish it, then Reuven would be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. Lifli v'listi v'didah, why didn't the Mishnah teach us a greater chiddush that b'med v'murim b'kachim kalim, that the only time that we say that the ganav is not chayiv to pay dal v'hei is only when he's makdish his animal for kachim kalim, and for example the ganav was makdish his animal as a shlomim or as a tamid. However, the Mishnah on daf ayin amud aleph should have told us avab kachim mishal Shalom Tashlim Arba V'Chamisha, that if Reuven the Ganav went and was makdish his animal as Kachi Kachim, since this animal is completely out of the Ganav's Rishus, in that case, the Ganav will have to pay Dal V'Hei, and by the fact that the Mishnah did not give the scenario, therefore it must be that our Mishnah is not going dafka like the Shita of Rabbi Yisi Aglili. And finally, the Gemara explains, Elo'ilim Leishna Kachi Kachim V'Leishna Kachim Kalim, that certainly there wouldn't be no chilip between Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim, and as long as the Ganav was makdish his animal prior to doing Tvicha Mechira, then the Ganav would be potter for Dal V'Hei. And that's why when the Mishnah Daf Ayin Mal Alf was trying to find a reciprocal case where the Ganav would be Chayiv B'Dal V'Hei, it specifically brought a case where the Ganav did Tvicha prior to being Makdish's animal. However, of course, at any point that the Ganav would do Tvicha Mechira after he was already Makdish's animal, then the Ganav would be potter, and it wouldn't make a difference if the Ganav was Makdish's as Kachim Kalim or as Kachi Kachim. Gemara continues to explain, and the question that you had, that L'chir, we understand why if you went and was Tavach Macha after you were Makdish it, then you're not going to be Chayiv B'Dal V'Hei, because at that point it doesn't belong to the original owner. But L'chir, at the point that you gave it to Hagdish, L'chir, at that point it still belonged to the original owner, and therefore what's the difference if at that point you would have sold it to a regular person or if you gave it to Hagdish? And L'chir, at the moment that Reuven was Makdish his animal, he should be Chayiv for Mechira and he should be Chayiv for Dal V'Hei. And the Gemara explains that our Mishnah holds that certainly there is a major chilip between someone selling something to a Hedyot and someone giving something to Hegdish, as Machul Hedyot, when Reuven goes and sells something to Shimon, Mekar to Reuven, originally was the shard that belonged to Reuven, Bahasha to the Shimon, and now everyone knows this shard belongs to Shimon, and that is where the Torah was Mechayiv a person for Dal V'Hei. However, Machul Shemayim, if Reuven gives this animal to Hegdish, Mekar to Reuven, Bahasha to Reuven, that originally was called the shard of Reuven, and is still considered the shard of Reuven. And what the Gemara means to say is that certainly we're not going like the Shita of Shimon, that Dovar Gerim Lamam is Kamamin Dami, and we're talking about a case of Harei Lai Oila, and therefore since he's Chayav Achrison, therefore it's still considered the Shor of Reuven, and we're also not going like the Shita of Beis Yaglili, that we're only talking about Kachim Kalim, which is considered Mamim Bailim. The Mishnah means to say that even though we're talking about a regular case of Kachi Kachim, and we could even be talking about Kachim Kalim, not according to the Shita of Beis Yaglili, and we don't have to be going like the Shita of Shimon, even though surely there was a complete transfer from the Gan of the Shus to Hegdish, and Hegdish now is considered the full-fledged owner of this behemoth. However, when the Torah says Utvachim Chari and the Mechayev Ganav for selling an animal, that is only when he sells the animal to someone, everyone sees that he made a sale, where originally people would say that this shard belonged to Reuven, and now people say that this shard belongs to Shimon. However, when someone is Makdish an animal, then people still say that this shard of Hegdish still belongs to the original owner, and the Torah is not Mechayev Ganav for that type of a Mechira. And the Tais Rid adds in a few words that helps us to understand the Pshat and the Sugya. As the Tais Rid said, Mekar to the Reuven, Bahasha to the Reuven, Sherei the Tzarech Lishchot L'Shem Bailov, as even though the Ganav was already Makdish his animal, but certainly there is still a connection to the Ganav, and therefore it's not considered a full-fledged Mechira, as when going and shechting this animal in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to shecht it L'Shem Bailim. Since when giving this animal to Hegdish, there is not a complete severance from the Ganav, therefore it's not considered a full-fledged Mechira, and the Torah is not Mechayev a Ganav for Dal V'Hei, when he does a Mechira that is not a complete Mechira, and Ayin Tesis Dio Maskel Bahasha Tur de Shimon, that Tesis bothered from the Gemara at the top of Daf Ayin Tesman Alev, that states Ganav Hegdish, Chayev Dal V'Hei, that if Reuven steals an animal and he's makdish it, that he's Chayev Dal V'Hei, to have a commercial Hedyot, as we consider as if he sold it to a Hedyot, and L'Chari, that's against our Sugya, and Tesis says, Hayne Bekotche Bedekabayis, that's specifically talking about a case where the Ganav went and was makdish the Shor Oseh to Bedekabayis, and in that scenario, the Ganav will be Chayev to pay Dal V'Hei, as when a Ganav is makdish an item to Bedekabayis, that's considered a complete transfer and a complete Mechira, the Lemikra Shem Bailim. When someone gives something to Bedekabayis, people no longer call it the Shor of Reuven, and they will call it the Shor of Hegdish. And L'Chari, based on the Svar of the Tais Rid, this makes a lot of sense, as L'maisa, there's no further din that you have to go and shech this item or do any part of the Avodah that will be L'Shem Bailim. However, the Tais Rid himself actually argues in Taisis, and he says, B'mikdisha L'Bedekabayis Nami Shmoyelov, even if the Ganav was makdish the Shor Oseh to Bedekabayis, it's still considered that it has the name of the Bailim, and the Ganav would still be potter from paying Dal V'Hei as Mekar to the Reuven, Bahasha to the Reuven. And why is it that B'negeya Kotcha Bedekabayis, it's still Shmoyelov, Zokta Tais Rid, Sharabayim Masif and Chemish, Bebejainai, Vichol Adam, E Masif and Chemish, and therefore we still see that it has some connection to the original owner. And I know in Farshim how they would explain the Sugyan Daf Ayin Tesum and Aleph, where the Gemara says that Ganav Higdish, they Chayav Dal V'Hei, according to Tais Rid, was not mechalit between a case where the Ganav was makdish an item to the Mizbech and when the Ganav was makdish an item to the Bedekabayis, as in all cases, it's considered a dying shmoyelov, and it is mikaru to Ruvain, behashta to Ruvain. And what would be the case of the Gemara daf ayin tes, where the Gemara stated that if Ruvain steals an item and is makdish the item, then it's considered as if he sold the item to a hedyot, and therefore he's chayiv dal dehei. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah daf ayin dalam beis, and the Gemara quotes the last case of the Mishnah, and we already explained the Mishnah according to maskanas haGemara. However, in the Havmina of our Gemara, the Gemara understands that when Rab Shimon will say his halacha, that this din is going back on the Tanakama, and Rab Shimon Oimek Kachim Shchai Bachruusa Mishal Tashlumi Dalvehei, that if you have a Kachim where the owner stated Harei, and therefore is Chayiv and has obligated to replace his animal if it's lost or stolen, then the Gadim would pay Dalvehei, and Shein Chayiv Bachruusa, if this animal is Kachim where you're not Chayiv Bachrayis, and for example, in a case where you said Harei Zu Oila, then Potter, then if the Gadim goes and is Tavachamacha, then the Gadim would be Potter from paying Dalvehei. And the Gemara right now thinks that Rab Shimon is going back on the Tanakama, and although the Tanakama said Gonav v'Hikdash v'Akin Tavachamacha Misham Teshlum Mekefel v'Ein Misham Teshlum Medalvehei, that if Reuven stole an animal and then he was makdish this animal and then afterwards he was Tavachamacha, then he would not pay Dalvehei. However, Rab Shimon holds that the only time that the Ganav will not be Chayev to pay Dalvehei is only for an animal that is not Chayev Bachruyuson. However, if Reuven goes and is makdish an animal and he says Harei Alai Oila, in that case, simply based on the fact that he went and made this animal hegdish, then the Ganav will be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. The Gemara now asks Amri that the Bnei Yeshiva asks Nehi the Sav Rab Shimon Mali Machlo Hedit Mali Machlo Shemayim, that even though Rab Shimon could be arguing on Tanakama and he would hold that there is no chil between when someone sells an item to Hedit or when he's makdish an animal to Shemayim and he's makdish an animal to hegdish, and we don't have the svara meikar to Reuven v'hasha to Reuven, as even though people still call it the hegdish of Reuven, but ultimately it's completely given to hegdish. Therefore, Rab Shimon holds that in certain cases it will be considered a complete mechira, and therefore the ganav would be chayiv for giving this animal to hegdish, and he would be chayiv dal v'hei. And based on our Mishnah, Rab Shimon was really saying that the only time that we say that this animal is completely sold to hegdish and the ganav would be chayiv for giving this animal to hegdish is only by kachim shechayiv b'chuyusan, where the ganav said harei alai neda. In that case, the ganav would be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. However, if Reuven said harei zu oila and it's in chayiv b'chuyusan, so Rab Shimon would agree to Tanakama that Reuven is potter from paying dal v'hei. And the Bnei Yeshiva now asks Ipchemi Boilei that L'chayr the din of Rab Shimon should be punkvakert, that kachim shechayiv b'chuyusan, that in a case where the ganav said harei alai neda, then since Reuven is chayiv b'chuyusan, so he's certainly more connected to this animal, and in that case potter, he should be potter from dal v'hei. That katei le'nafim b'shusei, as in that scenario, certainly we should look at it as mikar to Reuven v'hasha to Reuven, as now also considered the shor Reuven, as ultimately Reuven is still responsible for this animal. And if we had to choose in what case Rab Shimon would argue in Tanakama and say it's not considered the animal Reuven any longer, even though people may call the animal Reuven, that would be in a case of kachim she'in achayi b'chuson, in the case where the ganav said harei zu oila, and he's not mekabel any achrayis or responsibility for the animal. It is in that scenario that Reuven should be chayiv to pay dal v'hei the mafkele mishusei, because Reuven actually gave it to Hegdish completely and he's no longer chayiv b'achrayis. And maybe in that case we would say that mekar to Reuven and mehasha to Hegdish, and the ganav should be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. But Rab Shimon actually said exactly the opposite, and therefore that can't be pshat in Rab Shimon. And therefore the Gemara explains Amri that the Bnei Yeshiva now explained Rab Shimon al Milsa Achritikai, that Rab Shimon is not going back on the prior din of the Tanakama. And certainly Rab Shimon agrees in the case of the Tanakama where the ganav was makdish the animal and the ganav then did tficho mechira, that certainly the ganav would not be chayiv dal v'hei. Number one, he won't be chayiv to pay dal v'hei based on the fact that he was makdish this animal. And certainly Rab Shimon agrees that doesn't make a difference if Reuven said harei alai nedo or if he said harei zu nedo, then all cases it's mekar to Reuven v'hasha to Reuven, as it's still called the shor Reuven, and therefore it's not considered a full-fledged mechira, and you wouldn't be chayiv dal v'hei. And Rab Shimon also agrees to the Tanakama that even though Reuven now goes and sells the shor of hegdish or he shechs the shor of hegdish, that he won't be chayiv dal v'hei, because at that point it's not a tefachim mechari, as the animal doesn't belong any longer to the original owner, and therefore he won't be chayiv dal v'hei. And as we will see, Rab Shimon is talking about a completely different case, and he's talking about a scenario where Shimon went and was makdish his own animal, and then Reuven went and stole this animal from the house of Shimon. And even though the ones that argued Rab Shimon would hold that Reuven's not going to be chayiv to pay dal v'hei, as since this animal is already hegdish, therefore when Reuven goes and shechs or sells this animal, it does not fit into the category of utvachim mecharei, as when Reuven shechs or sells this animal, he's not shechting or selling the animal that belongs to Shimon, as this animal belongs to Hegdish. And it is in regarding this case, the Rab Shimon is chaylik on the Tanakama, and he says there would be a nafkamina as to what type of hegdish it was, as if Shimon was makdish this animal by saying Harei Elai, and therefore Shimon is still responsible if this animal would be gorim v'tavach. And since Rav Shimon holds that davar gorim l'mamon is k'mamon dami, therefore, although it's true that Shimon really doesn't own this animal as it already belongs to hegdish, but l'maisa, by the fact that this animal was stolen, then Shimon will be responsible to replace the animal, and therefore it's a davar gorim l'mamon, and it's considered a mamon bailim. Therefore, when Reuven goes and steals this animal and then is tavach u'macha, then Reuven would be chayiv to pay da'al v'hei, as it's considered v'guna mi'beis ish, as we will see. However, Rav Shimon holds that if Shimon was makdish this animal by saying harezu oila, then in that case Shimon was not mekabel achrayis on himself, and therefore when Shimon steals this animal and then is tavach u'macha, certainly this animal did not have any connection to Shimon. Therefore, when Reuven steals this animal from the house of Shimon, he's not chayiv because it's not considered v'guna mi'beis ish, as it's considered mi'beis hegdish. And of course, once he's not chayiv to pay kefal, then certainly you're not going to be chayiv to pay dal vei. And as Rashi explained on Daf Samach Hasam Beis, that the only time that a ganav is chayiv to pay dal vei is only when there's a chiyuv of kefal. However, since the Torah never says any din about gimel v'dalid, therefore when the ganav doesn't pay kefal, then surely he won't be chayiv to pay gimel v'dalid. And let us now see this in the Gemara v'hachik tani, and this is what Reb Shimon meant to say. That since we learned in the Mishnah Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph that ein hagoyin of acha ganav misham tashlumi dal vei, that if Reuven stole a shor aseh and then Shimon came and stole the shor aseh from Reuven's home, then Shimon will not be responsible for paying dal v'hei, as the pasuk tells us v'guna v'beis ish and not mi'beis haganav, and therefore we extend the din as well. V'chein goin of hegdish v'beis bailim potter. The same din would apply that if Reuven goes and steals hegdish from the house of the original owner, that he would still be potter from kefal as well as from dal v'hei. My time on what is the reason? And the Gemara brings the pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim that states v'guna v'beis ish im yimotzei haganav yishalim shnayim. And therefore we also learn that the only time there's a responsibility to pay kefal is only when you steal an item that belongs to a person. However, since Reuven stole an item that belongs to Hegdish, therefore he's not going to be chayiv to pay kefal or dal v'hei. The Tanakhama is not mechalit between different types of Hegdish, and the Gemara therefore says, Reb Shimon Omer, and Reb Shimon is going back on this din, and he actually states, chayiluk on the Tanakhama, as kachim shechayiv b'achriyusim chayiv, if the original owner was makdish an item by saying a rei lai, and therefore he's still chayiv b'achriyusim, and since Reb Shimon holds that davar goyim l'mamon is k'mamon dami, therefore we still consider the gudum beis ish, and therefore if Reuven steals this hegdish from the house of the original owner, then he will be chayiv as my taima karina bey the gudum beis ish, as it's still considered the gudum beis ish as davar garim l'mam is k'mamad dami. However, she'ena chayiv b'achriyusim pata. Rav Shimon agrees with Tanakama in the case where the original owner said a rezu oila and the original owner was not mekabel achrayus, and if this animal that belongs to hegdish is stolen or lost, the original owner is not responsible, and therefore there's no dinner of davar garim l'mam and k'mamad dami, and this animal has no further connection to the original owner, and therefore pata Reuven will be pata to loy karina bey v'gudum beis ish. As certainly in this case he agrees to Tanakama that's not considered v'gudum beis ish, and he wouldn't be chayiv for kefal, and certainly he wouldn't be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. And the Gemara continues, mechtei, let us see shamin le Rav Shimon da amashkita shein ruya loy shma shkita, that since we're going according to shita Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon l'shitasi holds that if you have a shkita that's not roy for achila, that's not considered a valid shkita. And as we saw in the Mishnah daf ayin and aleph that Rav Shimon held in the case of a sheikh kulam bazara, where it's also b'achila, or in the case of a sheikh benimsis trefa, where once again it's also b'achila and it's not a valid shchita, Rav Shimon said the potter b'shnei ilu, the ganav would be potter from paying dal v'hei. Therefore, the Gemara is kachim nami shchita shein ruyi l'chayu. In this case, where Reuven went and stole an animal from the house of the bailim, and this animal was hegdish, then even though it's actually hegdish, that the owner is chayiv b'achriyusan, therefore it could still be considered utvachim mechari, and it could still be considered v'gudam v'beis ish. But ultimately, since when Reuven shechs this animal that's hegdish and he shechs it chutz la'azara, the animal was also ba'achila and also ba'na, even Rav Shimon should agree that you're not chayiv for tficha, as the Maaser Rav Shimon patters you from dal v'hei when you have a shechita she'in ruya. And the Gemara now brings three terutzim, ki asu Rav Dimi am Rabbi Echron. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over the name Rabbi Echron, b'shechet t'mimim b'fnim l'shem bailim. In Chinami, when Rav Shimon said you're going to be chayiv for dal v'hei, he's talking about a scenario where Reuven went and shechted this animal that was kachim. He did the shechita while he was inside the azara, and he did it l'shem bailim, and therefore the shechita was ruya, and this carbon was still mutar b'achila, and we're not referring to a case of shechutei chutz. And the Gemara is very chazer karen l'bailim. If you're telling me that l'fi Reb Shimon, the case of the Mishnah is in a scenario where it was a shechita ruya, as he was shechet t'mimim b'fnim l'shem bailim, then l'maisa it's as if Reuven gave this animal back to the original owner, as l'maisa this carbon was ul l'shem bailim, and it was actually a valid carbon Korban that was brought on his behalf, and therefore, once again, how could it be that Rabbi Shimon would be mechayiv you for Dal Vehei? And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Oven, Shenishpach Adam, that we're talking about a case that although originally when Reuven went and shechted the animal, he did it in a proper way, and it was Sheikh Tumim Befinim Hashem Bailim, and therefore at that moment, it certainly was a Shechit HaRuyah. However, ultimately, the blood spilled out, and therefore the Korban was not Oil L'Shem Bailim, and the owner still would have to bring another Korban. Therefore, ultimately, Reuven did not return the Karen to the Bailim, and that's why Reuven will be chayiv to pay Dal Vehei. And the Gemara continues with the second teretz, and this second teretz will be very similar to the first teretz. We will give another example where a person could do a shechita, which is a shechita ruyah, and it still is not considered that chazur karen lebailim. And the Gemara brings ki asu Reuven amar Bechron, when Reuven came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over the name of Bechron b'sheicha trim b'fim. We talk about a case where Reuven shechted this animal while it was inside the azara, and it wasn't shechuta chutz, and therefore it was a shechita ruyah, and therefore it's considered valid ficha, but it was shalei l'shem bailim. However, when Reuven shechted the animal, he didn't do so l'shem bailim. Therefore, as we know from the first Mishnah, Masechta Zavachim, that kol Zavachim shenizbuchu shalei l'shman is ksherim el shalei olul bailim shtem chayva chutz mechatas and psachim. Therefore, Reb Shimon holds that Reuven will be chayiv for shechting this animal, as l'mais at the time they shechted the animal, it was a shechita haruyahi. Even though he was shechted shalei l'shman and he didn't do it l'shem bailim, the carbon is still a valid carbon. However, ultimately, since the carbon is not olul bailim shem chayva, therefore, of course, based on the fact that Reb Shimon holds davar garim l'mam and kamam adami, and the original owner said harei lai oila, therefore he caused the owner a loss of money, Reuven would be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. We continue on daf ayin vav and beis, and the Gemara now brings a third teretz to how Reb Shimon is mechayiv a person dal v'hei in a case where he shechs kachim if l'chayiv it's a shechita shein riyah. And Reish Lakish Shaman, Reish Lakish says b'sheichi balim umim b'chutz that in chenami we're talking about a case where he shechts this animal outside of the azara, and even so it's still mutar bana and mutar b'achila because this animal was already a balmum. As Rashi states, shechitasen heta b'chutz, that even though at this point it's still kachim, but l'maisa it's a balmum, and therefore there is no issa of shechut echutz, as the only time that there is an issa of shechut echutz is only something that's ready to go on the mizbeach. But since this animal is no longer ready to go on the mizbeach, the issa of shechut echutz does not apply. But keep in mind that certainly at this point the owner was not yet paid to the animal, as at that point it would not be considered kachim any longer. And certainly Reb Shimon is talking about a case where the animal was still hegdish, and even so, since the original owner is chayiv b'achriyuson, therefore when Reuven shechts the animal, he's going to be chayiv dal v'hei. Before we continue, let's point out Taisus at the top of Ayin Vav and Beis, Dibur Maskav Reish Lakish Amar. Taisus helps us to close the gap as to understanding our sugya, both according to the Shita Rabbi Echran and the Shita Reish Lakish, if Yish Greda is Kani or Yish Greda is Loi Kani, as we discuss in that Dhammar. And therefore, Taisus explained that although according to Reish Lakish, the first case of the Mishnah was not talking about a case where the Ganav was Makdish this animal, even the ratio of the Mishnah was talking about a scenario where the original owner was makdish this animal. Therefore, the Kvi Shlokish, the Gemara would not have to say that Reb Shimon is koyal milsachriti, and really Reb Shimon is going back on the ratio as well. Even so, of course, according to Reish Lakish, there would still be a question as to how Reb Shimon could say the Ganav is going to be chayav to pay dal v'hei in a case where the original owner said a re'alai oila. If l'maisa, this is a shechita shein riyah, and that's where Reish Lakish had to say that we're talking about a case of sheikh balim b'chutz where it's not a shechita shein riyah. And the Gemara continues, and Rashi says loshim riach b'kankan. There's a loshin of a person that smells a barrel of wine in order to check if it's still good wine or if it's vinegar. As Rashi says, kloy medayik l'Rabbelezer uparach. Rabbelezer is now going to be medayik, and he will ask a question, and this question will be on all three terutzim that we just brought, which were the terutzim of Ravin named Rabbi Echran, Rav Dimin named Rabbi Echran, and Reish Lakish. And Rabbelezer asked Rabbi Echran, according to Rabbi Echran, who said that we're talking about a shechita ruya, because either like Rav Dimin said, it was shechita tmim b'fdim l'shem b'aylim, or like Ravin said, that was shechita tmim b'fdim shelo l'shem b'aylim. Rabbi Echran asked that shechita mataris v'alei zrika mataris. How can you say that just by the fact you had a valid shechita, therefore it's considered a shechita ruya? Therefore, at that moment, Reuven's going to be chayiv for tficha. L'maisa, at the moment that Reuven shechted this animal, it was actually not roi l'achila because we're still missing zrika, and the only way that the b'aylim could eat from this carbon is only once we have a valid zrika. Rashi says that Rabbi Elazar asked the question l'Ravin alibud Rabbi Echran, v'chishchitas mataris v'alei zrika mataris, and it was shas tficha shechita shein ruyi, and therefore at the time that Reuven shechted this animal, he can't be chayiv v'dal v'hei because at that moment it's not a shechita ruyah, as you still need zrika. And Rashi doesn't mean to say that the question is only on Ravin, as certainly this question is Rav Dimi. Rav Yitzchak bar Oven explained according to Rav Dimi that we're talking about a case of nishpach adam, and certainly lefi Rav Dimi, we're never going to get to a point where there's going to be zrika adam. Therefore, certainly, how can you call this a shechita ruyah? This animal animal's basal will never become mutar b'achila because the dam was nishbach, and there never will be as rik as adam, and therefore certainly this can't be considered shchita ruya. And Rabbi Elazar now continues and asks a similar question on the answer that Reish Lakish gave, that he said it's considered shchita ruya because we're talking about a case where the ganav went and shechted bali mumim b'chutz. Rabbi Elazar therefore asked that l'maisa shchita mataris, how can you say that by the fact that you go and shechted bali mumim b'chutz that now it's considered mutar b'achila and it's a shchita ruya, but l'maisa it's still hegdish, and the only way to actually go and eat this hegdish is only once you're going to be paid to the animal, which will occur after the shchita, v'aloi p'diyah mataris, and therefore at the time that he did this tficha, it wasn't a shchita ruya, and therefore how can you be mechayev the ganav to pay dal the hay? The Gemara answers ishtamitei hod Rab Shimon, the Rabbi Elazar forgot this other din of Rab Shimon, and Rab Shimon l'shitasei that holds kol ha'im lizri kizarek dami and kol ha'im liftes kipadi dami, that even though the zrika did not yet occur, we still consider this a shchita ruya, and similarly, even though the pidyon did not occur, and therefore at the point of shchita, you can't actually eat this animal, but it's considered as if it's already padui, and therefore it's considered shchita ruya, and it's considered that Reuven did a valid tficha, and therefore we will be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. The Gemara continues that where do we see the Reb Shimon holds kol imid lizri kizarek dami? The Tanya, as we have a brisa, and this brisa is talking about the din of tumas oichlin, and we know that a meichel can become tamei. However, if this meichel is also bana, then it can't be makabel tuma unless at one point it was roi lachila. In that case, this food product would still be able to be makabel tuma even after this basa, for example, becomes asa bana. As we know that if you have basa that becomes noisa, then it becomes asa bachila and asa bana. And Reb Shimon states yesh noisa shumitami tumas oichlin. There are cases where a piece of noisa could still become tamei oichlin. V'yesh noisa she'enu mitami tumas oichlin. And you have some cases where noisa does not become tamei tumas oichlin. Ketzad, and when do we say that it's possible to become tamei as tumas oichlin? And when do we say that it's not mekabel tuma? The Braisa explains lon lefnei zrika enu mitami tumas oichlin. As Rashi explains, kachim and nifsal and lias noisa b'lay la'achas. If you have kachim that become posel and become noisa after one night, could go in toida v'kachim kachim kulan. And for example, the carbon toida as well as all kachim kachim im le'nizrik daman. If you didn't do zrikas adam yet and v'le'nita b'achila and it never became mut b'achila enu mitami tumas oichlin, then in that case it does become tamei as tumas oichlin and never was considered oichel. And the Braisa continues la'achas rika mitami tumas oichlin. And Rabbi Shimon said that this noisa that would be mitami tumas oichlin, that's referring to a case where this carbon became noisa and it was after the zrikas adam was already performed, and therefore it had a shasa kosher and it was mutar b'achila at one point, and therefore it could still be mitami tumas oichlin. And the Gemara continues v'kaimalon, and the Gemara Maseches Menaches, the Gemara explains that my lefnei zrika koydim shinulu zrika. And when we said lefi Rabbi Shimon that noisa is not mitami tumas oichlin when it became tamei lefnei zrika, it is referring to a case where it was not even royal zrika. And for example, where the kohen went and shechted the animal so close to the end of the day where it was not muta any longer to go and do zrika. As Rashi says, le havele shoyis b'yoyim, the lav oim lizarek b'yoyim hava, the lek lemeim kizarek dam l'shav yoichol, and therefore we can't say it's considered as if you were zarek the dam, and therefore it's considered at one point to have been an oichol. And when Reb Shimon said that la'achas zrika it would be metame tumas oichlin, it's not talking about a case where you actually did zrika, and therefore the basa was actually muta b'achila. When we said la'achas zrika, it means la'achas shenir zrika is referring to a case where the kohen shechted the animal and it was still time to do zrika, and even if the kohen did not do zrika and therefore it was never really roi la'achila, Reb Shimon would still hold that the basa of this animal that is now noisa would be able to be makabel tuma. And as the Gemara now explains in detail, kohen shenir zrika lon, that when we stated that this basa became noisa prior to being roi for zrika's dam, mai, what are we referring to? As we explained, that he didn't have time to go and do zrikas adam during the day. The shechted samal shkiyas chama, they shechted this animal close to shkiyas chama, and therefore Reb Shimon holds ve'ena matam tumas oichlin, and this basa would not be able to be makabel tuma. And when we explain, Reb Shimon holds that this animal's basa would be makabel tuma, and we explain this talk about a scenario la'achas shenir lizrikalon, that this basa only became nesa after the animal was already roi lizrikas adam, and it was possible still to do zrikas adam during this day, and even though you didn't do zrikas adam, this basa really never had a shasa kaisha, and it was never roi la'achila. And even so, since the havishayis b'yel u'mizrukei, since there was time during the day to do zrikas adam, and even if you didn't do zrika, mitame tumas eichlon, the basa would still be mitame tumas eichlon. And as the Gemara says, Almer, therefore we see Kalaimid Lizrik, Kazarik Dami, Rav Shimon hold that since it's Oimid Lizrik, therefore it's considered like Zarek, and therefore it's considered Ishkita Ruya, as long as at the point that you did this Tvicha, that it was still possible to do the Zrika, and therefore, if you Rav Shimon, if the Ganav now goes and does this Tvicha, he's going to be Chayev for Dal Vehei, as it's considered Ishkita Ruya. And before we continue, let's just read Rashi, Dir Maskal Yesh Nesha Shimitame, and Rashi brings down, as we explained, Rav Shimon is Surya Noah, Eimitame Tumas Eichlin, the Dorish Mikola Eichla She Ochel, Eichel Shati Yochel Achila Achirim, Eilu Nachri, Eilu Yisrael, Kori Eichel, that any Eichel that he could either give to a Yisrael or even to a guy to eat, that's considered Eichel, meaning that's Mutaba Noah. Rashi brings from the Gemara Mesechta Becheres, Vim Hoysla Shas Hata Noah, Mishinishta Yard Love, Din Kabal's Tuma, Vafil Nesla Achake Mikabal's Tuma. And the Gemara continues that in response to Rabbi Eliezer's question on Rish Lakish, where he asked Shchita Bataris, Valei Pedia Bataris, Mari answered that Rabbi Eliezer forgot Rabbi Shimon Shita and Rabbi Shimon's goal in the Shitasai, that he holds Kalaim Liftais Kipodidami, and as Rashi states, Ubali Mum Kipoduin Dami, Hoyal Visaifin Lakach, that since this animal is a Balmum, therefore it's considered like it's Padu already, because certainly the owner will go and be paid, as that's the only way that he could actually have enough from this animal. And Agamar continues, but Kalaim Liftais Kipodidami, where do we see that the Shita of Rabbi Shimon is that Kalaim Liftais is Kipodidami? The Tani, as we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Rabbi Shimon states, and we continue on Daf Ayin Zayin Medav, Para Mitama Tumas Eichlin, that if you have a Paraduma, then it will be Mitama Tumas Eichlin, even though Lechira, once you shech the Paraduma, it's Asaban Na, however, Zakta Gemara, Hoyle Vahisla Shasa Kaisha, because at the time that you shechted it, it was still going to be Roy Lachila. And as Rashi says, the Havla Shasa Kaisha, Lechel Mishin Nishchata, because you could eat it even after that Shchita, Vyar Lula Teres Eichel, and for that moment, it was considered that it was Mutabachila, although the end result is that it's not Mutabachila and it's not Mutaban Na, still Rab Shimon holds that once something at one point was Mutabachila, therefore at all points it will be Mutamit Tumas Eichlin and it will be Makabal Tumma. How is it possible that a Paraduma after you shechted it will be Mutaban Na? And we continue on Daf Ayin Zayin Beis from Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish himself said, Oymahir Rab Shimon, the Rab Shimon stated, Paraniftes Agabim Rachta, that even though you already shechted the Paraduma, you could still go and be Poida that Paraduma and now make it Chulin and you'll be able to eat that Paraduma. And as Rashi gives an example, in Matzah Cheres Yafa Mimena, if you find a nicer Paraduma, then you could go and be poided the original Paraduma, and you would be able to eat the Paraduma. V'zeu Shasa Kaisha Shla, and therefore there was a time that it was potentially mutter to eat this Paraduma, the Afal Pi Lei Niftas, and even though ultimately he wasn't poided, Afil Rachi, Mashvla Ichla, Hoyv Ruil Liftas, however, since there was a potential that you were able to be poided this animal, and therefore would have been Rei Lachila, therefore Rav Shimon considers this Paraduma to have had at one point the Shasa Kaisha, and therefore it's possible to be Metametum Zeichlin, and as the Gemara ends off, Alma Kalaim Liftais Kipadu Dami, and therefore we see that Rav Shimon's Shita is that as long as there's an animal that's ready to be Paida, it's considered like it was already Padui, and therefore in Rish Lakish's case of Sheikha Balimum Bechutz, although at this moment it still belongs to Heglish, it still is Roy Liftais, and therefore it's considered Shchuta Heruya, and Rav Shimon holds that if that animal was Kachim Shechai by Kurusan, then the Ganav will be Chayah to pay Dal Behei, and we will stop over here.